If so, ain't the sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? The sefer says, ain't ben koyin mishamish. There's no difference between the koyin gadol that's working right now, doing the avodah, le koyin shavar, that the koyin that was once appointed to be a koyin gadol, there was the first koyin gadol became had a psul, came about carry. So they appointed a second koyin gadol. Then when the first one becomes tor, he takes over, and the second one is called the koyin shavar. So our Mishnah says there's no difference. Ela par Yom Kippurim, the Asira Sefer. Only that the special par on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Meshamish brings, and the special Chavit in every single day, also only the Kohen Meshamish brings. But otherwise, a Kohen Gadol Shovar is considered like a regular Kohen Gadol. So who does this part of the Mishnah go like? L'chura Asti and L'Rabbi has come out according to Rabbi Meir. Titani would learn like this. Ira by Psul be Kohen Gadol. Let's say the first Kohen Gadol became a Balkeri, something happened to him, he's not fit to do the Avodah today. So, the Ovar Uminu Kohen Acher, so they appointed today a second Kohen Gadol, Taktav instead of him. Now, Harisha and Chayzle Avodosai, when the first one becomes Tor, he comes back and he does the Avodah. The Asheni, the second Kohen Gadol, call mitzvahs kuna love. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, that the Kohen Shovar still acts like the Kohen Gadol. He could be Makrif Kavonis now. He is like the Kohen Gadol. The only difference is just on Yom Kippur itself, that the first one, he brings the power of Yom Kippur and the Sirus Eifa. But otherwise, both of them could do the Avodah. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yomino, Rishon is Chayz Labadosa. True, the first Kohen Gadol comes back. But Visheni, the second Kohen Gadol, that's now Ovar, Eino Roya, he's not fit. Loyla Kohen Gadol, he cannot do the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. But Loyla Kohen Hedyot, he's not even fit to do the Avodah at all. We'll soon see why. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Yosi Ben Elim, Mitzipoira, Shira by Psul be Kohen Gadol, he once the Kohen Gadol became about Keri, the Yavar Minu Achatachtov, Lenichu Ochav Akanim, Lias Le Kohen Gadol, Le Kohen Hedyot. They did not let him do any Avodah. Why not? Kohen Gadol Mishumeva. They cannot let the second one now also act as a Kohen Gadol. There'll be hatred. There's the first one will be jealous of him. See, even though Midiraisa, that we had before, once you're a Kohen Gadol, you always remain a Kohen Gadol, but Midirabonadol Mishumeva, there should not be hatred. They have two Kohanim Gadolim. We make a Takono. The second one cannot do the Avodah, but there is a Kohen Gadol. If so, let him at least be a Kohen Hedyot. No. Kohen Hedyot Mishum Malin Bakodesh Veimaridin. Once you became a high position as a Kohen Gadol, we cannot put you down anymore. You have no right to do the Avodah of the Teres HaKohen Hedyot. So then if Teres HaKohen Gadol is a Tekono Mishum Eivam, Senechanami, this person now, this Kohen, cannot do the Avodah. So comes out our Mishnah, the safest like a Bimeya. So comes out then Reisha Rabbonin, the Reisha of our Mishnah that says, the Kohen Shovar does not bring a power, goes like the Rabbanan Shita, not like Rabbi Meir. The Sefer that says that he could do the Avodah at least is Rabbi Meir. So it's a bit of modna. Samura says yes. Omer of Chiz in, yes. It's not a Bikasha. Reisha Rabbanan. Our Mishnah holds in that punk like the Rabbanan that a Kohen Shovar does not bring a power. The Sefer Rabbi Meir. But the Sefer of a Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir that the Kohen Shovar has the right to do the Avodah. He's still like a Kohen Gadol. He has to wear the 8 pagodim, but when he wears the 8 pagodim, he has the right to do the Avodah. Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rebbe, I'll tell you now, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. V'nosav lo alibud etanoi, that's another way out. Our Mishnah is a third man diyam, it's Rebbe. Rebbe holds one sheet like the Rabbanan and one sheet like Rabbi Meir. V'nosav lo alibud etanoi. Rav Amar Rav says, Rabbi Shimoni, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. V'savolok Rabbi Meir b'chodo, he also can remain in the second punkt, that the Kohen Shovar could do the Avodah, or Paul Galev b'chodo, he argues on him in the first punkt, that Rabbi Meir says the Kohen Shovar brings the power, and our Mishnah says, no, he's potter from the power. Tatani we learned, Devorim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. What are the things that is the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? Elohim, these are them. Par Rabu Akol Mitzvahs. The special power for any Avera that he has a Helam Dava first, and then he does the action that a Kohen Gadol has to bring a power, and a regular Kohen brings only the Kisvah Siro. Or Par Yom Kippurim, the special part is brought in Yom Kippur. The Yasira Seifa, the special Kohen Minchas brought every single day. Veloy Pareya, on a mace, he does not have to let his hair grow. He can still take a haircut. Uloi perm, he does not have to cut his begodim. Avul hu perim milamato, but he does rip his clothing a little bit on the bottom. Viyahedjit milamala, a regular kohen has to rise kriya, the regular place on top. Viyain metama lekroivim, a kohen gadol cannot be metama even to his own kroivim. Ul muzer al absula, could only marry an isha that's absula. Viyasa be'amon, is also to marry an amon, a widow. Ul maser es ratzeach, when the kohen gadol dies, whoever's in the Orem Miklat, they go out free. Or Makrivainen, even though his father was just Nifta, he's an Oinen, even before the Kfura, he has the right to bring Karbonis. But Vieni Oichel, Kozman is an Oinen, before the Kfura, he does not eat from the Korbin. Vieni Cholik, he doesn't give out the portions either. Now Makriv and Cholak Barosh, usually when the Kohen Gadol brings the Korbin, he is Makriv first, and he takes the first portion. V'noito chelik barosh. He also makriv chelim. He brings the avodah first. He brings the korban first, and v'noitli takes the first portion of meat. Goes to the kohen gadol. We'll soon see. And he has to do the avodah with eight kelim. V'chol avodah shem kapur menik sheri elaboy. Or poter al tumas mitzvah kadoshov. If he goes into the base of mitzvah, the shaygeg, he's potter from the korban. We have psukim before, only if you bring a korban on the shaygeg, not if you have to have a helim dover. For kulam, all these halachas is clearly, noigim b'mruva begodim, they all apply even to a kohen gadol that's only with eight begodim, without the shemen mishcha. Chutz mi parameva kol na mitzvahs, hachutz the special part like our mishnah only goes to a shemen, a kohen gadol's shemen, b'mshuchas b'shemen mishcha. Now, the kulam, all these halachas, Noyagim b'Mashiach Shavar. All these halachas also apply to the Kohen Gadol that was removed. Chutz mi par Yom Kippur v'Sira Seifa. So that's like our Mishnah. The Kula main hegim b'Mashiach Mechama. They do not apply to the special Kohen that was appointed for the Mechama. Chutz mi hei devar mamur pasha. Only these five things. Loi Perei does not have to let his hair grow. Loi Perei does not rip his clothing. Ve'metam ul krovim. Umuzer al absula. Has this Kohen Mashiach Mechama has a special halachas. They could only marry a b'sula, v'yosu b'yamona, or master was tzeach ziv Rav Yehuda. These are words of Rav Yehuda. That a Mashiach Mecham also has a locha to send back a tzeach. V'chomer l'chom say no, ein a master, k'chay Mashiach Mecham does not send back the reitzchim. V'yahai mimayit, who says, v'lach v'shimin hu, amir ha-papa, man sham l'diyam ha-potter, atum ha-zim l'ktoysha, v'r b'shimin. He is the one that said before, k'chayin godless potter, for the carbon on a mikdash. That since a Kohen Gadol's korban is not brought kavua, it's only if he paskened wrong first. Therefore, he's not in the parsha of Tumas Mikdash Kadoshim. Therefore, this price goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Right, we'll stop here. He has sold Yud Beis and Mabez in the middle of the Gemara, four lines down from the big lines. Chutz mihei dvorim. Yeah, the last price was that the that Mashiach Mechama, that halacha was this kohen that's specially appointed for the Mechama, he has only five halachas like a kohen gadol, like a kohen gadol. So chutz mehei dvarim amurim b'parsha. So versus Mino and Emili, how do we know this from that he has halacha like a kohen gadol? But at least in these five halachas, the Tana Rabbanan, v'ha-koyin ha-godol me'yochav. But you're right, chutz means that he does not bring this special power. But the pasuk says, v'ha-koyin ha-godol me'yochav, ze-koyin godol, ar-she-yutzak ar-roishoi, shemen ha-mishcha, what does this apply to? Ze-meshuch mechama. This talks about the koyin that was appointed to be the head of the mechama. O-milei et-yodoi lil-boish es-ha-pagodim, then you have a koyin that he wears the special begodim, zeh meruba begodim. That means the koyin, like in the Bayis Hasheni, that was a koyin gadol because he wears eight begodim. So upon these three special kahanim, kulon, al kulon awayim, on all these three kahanim, it says, roisha lo yifro, that when he becomes an ovel, his hair he should not let grow, u begodov lo yifrim, he's not supposed to rip his clothing, b'shastim, by the mace, and also he cannot be metamah to a mace, not even to his father, to his mother.
So you see, these halachas apply to all three kohanim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yekulon Magribo Oinonin, maybe the other two, the Meshuach Mochomo and the regular, they could bring Kabonis when they're Oinin. Even after the Misa, before the Kfura, they could bring a Karbin. Tamalem, the apostle says, no, Kinezer Shemen Mishchas Eloikov Olav, that he has a special crown of Shemen on his head. So it says, Olav, Swidashin Olav, Puloyal Chaveroi, that only upon the special Kayin Godol, he has the heter to bring Kabonis, when even though he's anointing. But not on the other two. V'yachar Shechoku Akosif. Let's see, once the Pasuk makes a difference, that for Hilchas Oinonin, it only applies to the Kohen Gadol, not to the Kohen Meshuach Mechama. If so, Yochel, maybe I would have thought to say, Lo Yehei Mitzuv Al Absula. Maybe a Kohen Meshuach Mechama was appointed special for the Mechama. He doesn't have the special mitzvah only to marry a Absula. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Vahu, that he also has this halacha. Sounds like this Brisa, Chutz Mehei Dvorim, there are these five halachas that apply even to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama. The Gemara says, really, Kitanoi, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. When the Pasuk says, V'hu Isha B'Psulel Yikach, that a Kohen Gadol has a special mitzvah only to marry a B'sula and not a Bula. Now, Acha Shechol HaKosiv, when the Pasuk makes a difference, that for Hilchus Oinonin, it does not apply to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama. And Shechol HaKosiv, Riboy, Yacha Shechol HaKosiv, Riboy, here the Pasuk is marba this. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, that applies to all the Kohanim, even to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he has this halacha only to marry a Besula. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says no. Ainli Yelishovar Machmas Keriyav. I only know a Kohen Gadol that he first was Mishamish, and then he was taken off because it became about Keri. Machmas Mumiminain. How do I know a Kohen that was taken off because he had a Balmum? That's a big absul, because the mum, even though it's avar, but we do not know when it'll be fixed up again, when the mum will go away. So how do I know even such a kohen gadol, when he becomes back in working again, that he has these halachis? It says the word v'hu. So according to this man, the yomer, it's only a rebu on the kohen gadol himself, that even though he's avar, machmas mumay, he has a psul, now he can't do the avoida. He has a ward, something grew on him, he doesn't look nice. But the chiddush is, when the ward goes away, that he could do the avoida, he has these halachis. But it's only marva of real kohen gadol, not the kohen meshuach mechama. So you see, it's a machlokes whether kohen meshuach mechama has this mitzvah only to marry a psula or not. Boy minay Ravim Rav Nachman, Moshiach shenitzara mahu the almona. What's the middle of a kohen gadol that became a mitzaras? So l'churi is not a kohen gadol anymore. Can he marry an almona now? So what's the locha midchi dochi? Do we say now that he's a mitzara, he's pushed away, so therefore he can marry an almona? Or mifta potter, he's not really pushed away. The only pshat is right now he can't do the avoida. Rashi says, on the left side, Mashiach shenitzara klaima, kohen gadol shenitzara ma'al b'yamona. Mi arminu kuna gedola mitchidochi lai ma'amona. In other words, that's the pshat. A kohen gadol is dochi fin ma'amona means once the person became a kohen gadol, he can never marry an amona. I do maybe know, kuna gedola mifta potele mihai. Me'amona. Just means there's a p'tur that calls the man, you're a kohen gadol, you can't marry the amona. The chinitzara, now that the kohen gadol became a mitzaras, the leke kuna gedolam lepotar or muta biyamona. That's the shar. Is it a loch upon the person that once he became a kohen gadol, he's finished. He can never marry an amona, or maybe no, only when he's acting as a kohen gadol. That's tough in the p'tur. Then now that he's acting as a kohen gadol, he's potter. He can't marry an amona. But here that he became a mitzaras, maybe he could. That's the shar. Samora says lehevi biyode. So the answer Shala from Rav, the answer from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not have the answer. So Zimna that once happened, have a Yosir Rav Papa. Rav Papa was sitting there. Ukimiboyilei. And they asked him this, the same question. A Kohen Gadol that becomes a Matsaras, that now he cannot do the Avodah anymore. Is he permissible to an Amona? So Amalei Huna Bered Rav Nachman, Rav Papa, he answered back. Tanina would learn like this. Aim Le Yelishava Mach Maskiriyav.
only a Kohen Gadol that cut up soul because he was a Balkari. What's going to be if the Kohen Gadol had a mum and he was taken away because of his mum? Talmud learned the pasuk says for who? So he's learning now, mum means even a mum kavua, that the mum will never go away. So even though now the Kohen cannot do the avodah, but since he was once the Kohen Gadol, he has to only marry a Basula. So the halacha of an Ammona and a Basula go together. So therefore you see from here, even though he's possible now to be the Kohen Gadol, he has a mum or he has a Metzaras, still he has the halacha of a Kohen Gadol, he could only marry a Basula and not an Ammona. So Mara says, come, Rav Nachman got up, Nashke Bereisha, he kissed him on his head, for Yayav Le Brate, he was so happy with him, he gave him his daughter to marry. Rashi says, "Yevchin itzara, ain lachum mum gadol mizeh." When it comes to mitzaras, that's the biggest mum he could have. So you see here, still he's also to an amon. Now the Mishnah says, "Koyin gadol." What's the special look about a koyin gadol? Poirim milamata. If he has a mace, his father dies, so he had before, he does not rip the clothing normally on top, but he has to rip a little bit on the bottom. The hedyet, a regular koyin milamala. He writes his career like anybody else. He rips his clothing on top. We'll soon see what it means on top. Koyin Gadol has a special locha makriv oinin. He could bring a korban even though he's an oinin that his father died and even before the kfura. But he cannot eat the kachim, calls money's an oinin. Yehedjah, the regular koyin, loy makriv loyoichel. He cannot bring the korban when he's an oinin and he cannot eat either. Omar Rav, Rav learns like this. When the Mishnah says that a Koyin Gadol makes the kriya lamato, it means lamato mamish, all the way on the bottom of his clothing. And pshita does not mean the big day Kohen Gadol, it means his regular clothing. He takes off the big day Kohen Gadol, and he puts on his regular suit, and the regular suit he has to rip on the bottom of the suit. And when it says lamala by regular Kohen Hedyet, that he rips lamala, it means lamala mamish all the way on top, near the hem, near the neck of the when he's wearing shirt and jacket, that's where he rips. Shmuel HaMashmul says no. Lamata means lamata mekam misofa. It means right underneath the binding of the collar. Because even by a Kohen Gadol, he has to rip on top, near the collar, near the neck, just not above the binding, the rim there, but below the binding. Lamala, what does it mean by Kohen Hedyet rips lamala? It means lamala mekam misofa. Above, like a regular rip, on top of the binding, on top of the rim, around the collar. But the zev and zev etzavar, both rippings are on the neck, on the top part of the shirt, the top part of the jacket. That's the machlekes. Mason, I have a question. It says, I call him Mason Kulam, and all the Mason, somebody died. Rotsa mavdil kame sofa shaloi. Rotsa ina mavdil kame sofa shaloi. Like Stami, your sister, your brother died. You have a choice. If you want to rip on top of the binding, you have a right. But if you want to only rip on the bottom of the binding of the neck, you're allowed to also. So you see, you're allowed to rip the underneath the binding. Only alav v'alimai mavdil. Only on your father and your mother, there you have to rip on top of the binding, by the neck. Now the question is, kivon de bialma, have a kra. The question is, according to Shmuel, that we see from this braisa, a person has to be a novel over his brother or sister. So he's allowed to rip underneath the binding, so it's called a kra. If so, how could you tell me the Kohen Gadol is supposed to rip over there? Kari Khan, let's read the pasuk, the God of Le'ifroim. The pasuk says, especially by Kohen Gadol, he's not supposed to rip his clothing, at least not like somebody else. So according to Shmuel, if the Kohen Gadol could rip underneath the top binding, that's like a regular kriya. So Mari answers that Shmuel could have this really. Shmuel holds like a Yehuda. The Yomi says like this, like Shmuel holds like a Yehuda dog is on the price before. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, every single kra has to be from the top of the binding. If you do not rip on the top of the binding, that's not called a kra. That's called shatiflis, means just a joke. So therefore it's good why a Kohen Gadol, we let him rip underneath the binding. That's not considered a kra. That is more similar to the Rabbi Yehuda Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. Is it true what you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Kriya by immediately Rabbi Yehuda Kriya of the Kohen Gadol? See all the chlal that there's a Kriya. The Yotani will learn like this: Ilu nema roish lo yifra. For it said his head he should not let grow. The hair. O begit lo yifra, he should not cut his clothing. Haisi yayme baroish u begit shal svaita kosam adabar. Maybe it's only talking about a svaita. But not when he's really an oven. Tam loim, the pasuk says, as roish lo yifra, o begadov lo yifraim. That means shayna bepriyo prima kolika. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. That a kohen gadol has no pri or prim at all. He does not rip his clothing at all. So chutz l'stira. So Mar says Rabbi Shmuel Oimer ain a parim kidero shebni yodim parim. It only means he does not rip his clothing. After the head yud milamal, he has to rip on the bottom. He will look at Yehuda b'chada or Paul agle b'chada. That's everybody else. The kri has to be on top. And I, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that by a kohen gadol it's lamata. On this Shmuel argues. Now the Mishnah says the clown kol atodim mechaveroi koydim eschaveroi. Any carved anything that happens more often than the second one, that one comes first. The kol hamekudish mechaveroi, any carbon that's more mekudish, more holy than the other one, is also koydim eschaveroi, comes first. Now par hamoshiach or par heida oimdim. Let's say both the kohen gadol did a chet that he has to bring his par, and the whole tzibur listened to the psak of Bezna Gadol, that they have to bring their power, and both parim are oimdim in the basin. So the question is, which one is brought? So Mishnah says, par ha-Mashiach koidim, the power of the Kohen Gadol, he's more mekudish, he comes first. Le-par reida b'chol ma'isav. Everything is done first for the Kohen Gadol, and then is done for the rest of the tzibur. But the Gemara Minoan Emili, how do we know this? On Rabbi, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, Milavad oilas ha-boiker, asher li-oilas ha-tomid. So it says here, by Pesach, by the Yom Tov of Pesach, besides bringing the Musafim, you also have to bring first the Korban ha-tomid. So, Michti, let's see. Ksiv, it says, oilas ha-boiker, oilas ha-tomid. Only said already they brought the oilas ha-boiker. Why does it say a second time, oilas ha-tomid? So, hochikom rachmona, called the tira kodma. It comes to each of this Yisoid that anything that happens often, that comes first. Here on Chag HaPesach, even though there are special kabbonis for the Chag HaPesach, the Korban HaTomid comes first. Since the Korban HaTomid is Todir, every single day we bring two to meet him, that always comes first. Then the Mishnah says, B'chol HaMakudish Mechaver, who Kodim Eschaver, anything that's more Makudish Moholi, the Tana Dvarav Yishmoel, the Pasuk says, V'kidashtoi, he's supposed to be Mekadish HaKoyin, which means lechol dovish b'gdusha. It means leftoyach rishon, a kohen is supposed to speak first, or levorach rishon, he gets an aliyah first, so he makes a brach of everybody first. Balito money of a rishon, you have to give him a portion first. When you give out portions, you have to give a kohen. Why does the kohen go first? Because he's more mekudish, he has more kedusha. So see from this pasuk, the more kedusha you have, we have to give you more cover and more respect. You go first. Right, so then the Mishnah said, par koin mashuach o par eda. If you have the power of the chet of the